Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Janielle Huff. I'm so glad you joined me in this moment today. Whether you're listening live or recorded, the energy is still the same. As you listen, it's in the moment of now. As you do techniques and processes, you're in the moment of now. So today I want to talk to you about your unique day.
Notice, have you ever consciously been aware that your unique day is the way you created it, is the way you experienced it, is the way that you chose? It's all you, your power. Do you know all this, but still be led by the masses, by reactions of others? Of waiting to see what the experience is before you jump in, all these things. We're going to go through these and more today to get you to open up that awareness of consciousness, to get you to come in and know that every moment can be your best moment of your day when you allow it to be, when you place your power and your focus and your intention that this is the best moment ever. In every moment, what will change in your life? Your experiences, for one. Your chaos will leave. Your procrastination will go. Because never again in this moment will you ever hear this moment, this word, this sound, this energy ever again. Nothing is ever recreated in the same way. But what you do in your life is you become into the security of I need things to be the same around me because change scares me. And then you lose that awareness of your consciousness that you're even playing in your day, and you go on remote, right? And you go through your day, and at the end of the day, you don't even know what happened. Or maybe you do know what happened, but it wasn't what you wanted to happen, and then you're just all jumbled in there. What's going on and where, what? Whew, that's a lot. But you do it daily. And I'm not saying have your security around you. It is you. But I'm saying be in the moment of your security with you. Do you see what you do? You put place in things in place so that you can be secure and not have to pay attention to that anymore. And maybe that's given away again. And where did my day go? And where's my hours and time? Where are you? Where are you in every moment? Are you out dreaming? Are you here in the present moment dreaming within you? I'm going to bring your daydreaming back in to knowing you today. I'm going to bring your daydreaming to come back into the moment. Do you remember when you were a child and you see someone spacing out and someone said, oh, they're daydreaming. Oh, they're dreaming of what they desire, or they're thinking of other things in the moment of now. And yes, you have the ability to do that. And yes, take that ability if it's good. But what most people do is look outside themselves in the dream world and say, that's not here yet. But I'm telling you today that you can uniquely create it in now, time, space, reality. The energies of the world today have shifted, and that's why you're seeing so many changes in people's schedules, ways, interactions, all that matrix that we lived in and safety has now begun to crack and break and fall away. No different than when you move and change beliefs. When you start to believe in yourself more, and you can believe in the moment and trust you, fear that held you back, what's it do? Yeah, it does the same thing. It's a matrix of belief, and it begins to fall, crack, and fade away because the energy is no longer giving to it to give fear. Even in our collective world, what are we not giving energy to that we used to? What are we not doing that we used to? For a lot of kids, they used to go to college, and now they do it from home. Does that mean it's changed, good, bad, right, or wrong? No, it's just a change. But what happens is we get scared in our changes. We're unsure. We're hesitant. We hold because we were taught, go think about it. Maybe not change that. You don't know. And all those beliefs and patterns over the years, wherever it came from, however you learned it, have taught you to make the safest, easiest choice or to maybe live outside yourself or numb yourself or move yourself, that I'm breathing and I'm here and I'm existing and this is enough. I'm not happy, but I'm here and I'm existing. It's enough. That's going to be a heavy life. Instead of embracing your unique day and go, every unique moment of my day, I get to choose how it comes, how I receive it, how I perceive it, how I interact with it. Whoa. You didn't know you had that much power. Because you've been playing the game all along and reacting to what they bring you, what others do for you. It's not about them. Yes, you'll care for them and you'll love them and you'll have empathy for them. But you have to do it from your point of view, not because someone told you to, and not because you have to. That's heavy. They feel that. Oh, I have to help you, but I'm willing. Okay, that doesn't sound very good. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to help you. What does that feel like? You're really embracing it. You really want to be in it. But do you do your day that way? Do you say to you in the morning, I really want to experience every moment of my day amazingly today? Go ahead. Do it. See what happens differently. See what no longer shows up and what does show up. And where all your manifestations were that you thought weren't coming. That resistance, that hesitation, that moment, that is your time-space reality of for what's here and what's not here. In any given moment, you gave allowance for something physical to come into your world. Now, do you usually know in that moment you gave allowance? On some level, yes, but in your daily perspective, no. You're like, no, I just bought my home. But if you go back and you look at how you got to buy your home and not the work, energy, and money, but the belief system within you, you will find a pattern that you follow to create and manifest. And while you're out here trying everyone else's ways to manifest for you, you simply need to walk back in your belief system and go, how did this home, bed, rent, reality, apartment, car, money, whatever it is, and you're, how did it come to me? How did I create that? And what am I missing that I'm not creating? Because if that moment's gone again, I can't go back and recreate that. And when you think about that, you kind of get frustrated of, why didn't I do this all along? Right? Where is your gratitude? It's not about gratitude of, oh, be thankful in humbleness and humility. It is, man, I am thankful. I am this powerful to speak this into existence, to imagine this into existence, to put my power into existence, to know the things that I desire can come fully in the presence of the knowing of now. And I know the power of now trips a lot of people up, so that's why we're doing it differently today. And I'm going to slow your energy down just a little bit. You're not going to notice. You're just going to be more aware in the moment. And breathe that through. That's right. The energy's running. That's right. And so with this, as you open to perceive the unique in you, and let me tell you a little tidbit here. I don't care if you're with 1,000 person or one other person. You still choose how you filter your experience, how you see it, how you perceive it. And you know that by when you get together, talk about maybe a conference you just went to or a movie you watched or maybe you went flooding or whatever it is. And everyone has their own unique perspective of what happened. And you're like, not that all that didn't happen, but this is what I saw happen. Or maybe, oh, I didn't notice that. When did we do that? Where was that? Do you see it? Do you see why your limited perspective keeps you stuck when you're not open to the perspective of others? Not to their advice, not to their judgment, but what else? What else is out there for you? What else is within you? You don't go in and beat yourself up that, oh, I didn't see that, so that's wrong. Maybe that was for them to experience because it changed something in their life. Oh, did you see Sally laughing? Oh, no. But in Sally's life, it might have opened her up forever. She didn't need you to notice it. She needed it. It was her experience. And if you did see it and you laughed with her, you decided to join in the joy of the experience. But somewhere inside, you had to decide to enjoy and join in. But you do this so on autopilot anymore, that you've given your power to a pattern that you created way back when. Instead of breaking the patterns, doing it differently each day, maybe waking up on the other side of the bed, waking up at a different time, doing something differently, not your orderly structure that keeps you safe, no, you can get out the door by this time. Don't let time, space, reality control you anymore. Your day, as they call it in reality, is a moment in time. But because the mind says, whoa, we don't believe that anymore, right? We've been programmed differently. It must take us 24 hours to get through a day. And then we'll say 24 of those 30 times a month, is a, 30 times in a row is a month. And then we'll say 12 of those months will equal a year. And do you see all this time that we've created for what? For what? What does it do for you? What does it do for you to know your age? It's funny. I always forget my age. People ask me, how old are you? And I'm like, Because it's not really important. I live in the moment of now. Yeah. And the past isn't important. And the future is not important. Right now is important. Right now. And I'm never going to have this moment again. So I want to enjoy this moment and this experience, whether it's me relaxing, releasing, creating, whatever it is. I want to do it in the presence of joy. And I want to do it with the heartfelt presence that I am, the power that created it, because you are. And when you stop giving your power to other people and you learn what your power is for you, oh my goodness. How unique. What a day that will be, because you will experience the power of you. And that hesitation to take that opportunity, to take that action step, to believe in that way, to finish that project, to whatever it is, you finish a sentence. Just for a moment, I want you to play with me with time, space, reality. This one. Do this weekly. Whenever you, if that's how you see time, oh, the week ahead of me, I want you on that first day to put it behind you. Man, this week was amazing for me. It already was amazing. Everything came how it should have, could have, would have, in the most highest and best way, if you still have judgments, or everything I experienced led me to the next, and that was amazing. And I know my manifestations are here now, and so I can create forward in my now, and I can just stay here in my now, because I already know. Oh, think about that. When you already know what's going to happen, how much more do you trust to go towards it, because you already know the outcome? But yet you have such a power within you that can create amazing things outside your realms, belief, and limits, that you're scared to tap out from there. You're scared to go beyond the comfort, beyond the knowing, because someone told you that you didn't know. And if you want to take this deeper and you want to do meditation with it, you do your first day and you go into meditation and you say the intention, I want to see my week beautifully already now. I already see, feel, and know my week uniquely now. I already see what I'm playing. I already know what I'm doing. And you're like, well, you can't do that because this might come out of your left side and smack you, or this might punch you, or this might. Do you see all those beliefs? That's why they keep coming. None of those mights have to happen if you don't believe it. What you do believe is that you are powerful and joyful and filled with the spirit and soul. You have all the power you ever needed within you. And you reach out to others to learn to tap through that. But what you're doing out there is going, oh, first I need to know I'm courageous and I have strength. So I'm going to put myself through all these tests and trials that show me that I'm courageous, that show me I have the strength to get through adversity. Because why would I just have strength to be on earth and get it done? Because someone taught you the power of struggle in the moment. Someone taught you from a lack mentality it might not be there tomorrow. Well, of course it's not going to be there tomorrow. Tomorrow's not given. It's here now, and this is the moment to take it. It is here now, and this is the moment to take it. When you're receiving, you're fueling your power for more. you're fueling your worth. You're fueling your knowing. And you are fueling the highest and best experiences. Have you ever met someone and you're like, oh my God, you're so strong? And they're like, what? They don't even see their own strength. They never questioned it. Or they may answer and go, well, I'm strong now, but there was a time I wasn't. Woo-hoo. And then they tell you the struggle to get there. And then you're like, well, maybe I don't want strength if it takes that type of struggle. Maybe I'll just stay over here and admire yours. Stop reading other people's stories for you. Stop reading other people's chapters for your life. You're the author. Your free will. Your God-given power. You have your unique thoughts. You have unique experiences. Your way works best for you. And we talk about your way works best for you. It's not in a defiance to others. They may see it as a defiance because you didn't take their advice or you didn't do it their way. Or maybe you took parts in here and got what you needed. And so your new informational line should be, thank you for your input. I'll take what I need and leave the rest. And they're like, what? What? You're not going to take it all? Why wouldn't you take it all? But then when you do take it all, they're like, oh, I'm drained. You keep saving for me. Well, it's because you keep giving freely. Right? And that's your taker mentality. Yeah. Every one of us have it somewhere. And then you got to change it to go, wait a minute. Why do I need to receive outside myself for myself? It's in here. If you and you were the only one on earth, you would still be okay. You would still have everything you needed. Because the truth is energy never dies. You transform. And so whether you know, if I said to you in your next fifth breath, you'll transition over, you'll cross over. Does that scare you? Does that want to make you get out and say, oh my gosh, let me get my orders in a fair? Because procrastination told me I had a time called later. Ha. Later is a false reality, and you create it very young. You're taught it very long. When can we do this? Later. And later never comes. Or if later is followed by a direct time, later at 5, later at dinner. Do you see it? But the word later in your mind, let's go in. Let's see. What does the word later mean to me? I have all the time in the world. Take this opportunity to get this done. I'll decide that later. Because deciding that now would cause me to fear that I may make a wrong choice because I need 10 other things to direct me there first. Really? Really? That's confidence? That's what? Lack of confidence? Hesitation? So your later is now and your now is later. It's all one word. There is no later. Just like the false realities that you create when you're crediting and debiting outside your funds, right? When you have those credit cards, and that's not a true gift if you're not paying them off monthly. You create a false reality of money to filter through, to flow through. When you stop building these false realities that keep you safe, you will take the power of you and go, I live truth, and I live in my power of truth, and I create in the moment of my power of truth. And I'm so strong in my power of truth that I feel like a bully to myself, right? Because other people bully you and they're trying their beliefs. Don't bow. Do not bow to others. Do not bow to things. Do not let your vibration go negative for you. Hold your highest and best in every moment. And what happens is your emotional attachments, you know, all those things that they labeled like fear and anger and frustration and blah, 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 blah. They won't come. You have no purpose in dwelling up in you because you have no resistance of having to be mad in this moment or not liked in this moment or have a judgment in this moment. Those lower belief systems were judgment, contrast living. I need to feel this to know this, right? People are like, well, you need to not have anything, so you'll appreciate everything. Really? Really? Why do we have the concept that others need to feel the pain that we give ourselves? because we want someone to fill for us. That is not their job. That is not their intention. Yes, people can feel your energy, but you feel you, and you fulfill you within the power of you. And you seek out others to help you get there. But you and your energy alone do the work. They hold space for you. When I move and shift your energy to release the old, it's because I know within you, you have it. And then once you experience it, you can keep it. But do you? Or do you fall back into old ways? This isn't a perfect way. This is awareness. Where am I at today in my joy? Where am I at today in creating? What's going on right now in this moment? Where's my attitude? This, my friends, is your self-discipline. And discipline is not a negative, but because you were disciplined in a negative way as a child to learn the rules, you've now decided what? I don't like discipline. I just want to be free. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth is the more disciplined you are, the freer you are. Because the more disciplined you are within yourself, the more discipleship you have with you, that you know you. What does discipleship mean? Yeah. The givers, the talkers of the story, the truth tellers. Your discipleship within you. Your profiter within you. You are a prophet of your own being. You prophesy, whether you realize it or not, your daily life and existence. You either unconsciously or consciously are always writing your story. You're always dialoguing with your God, with your consciousness, with your source energy. And source energy only dialogues back with you. Doesn't judge you. Doesn't say, no, you can't have that. Not that, you got it. The universe always says yes to me. That always says yes to me. Because I say yes to me. Who do you always tell no to? Yourself? Why? Why do you need to hold the belief that you cannot not? Why do you need that? Well, someone told me my ego might get out of control if I had this, or I might act differently if I have this, or my family may leave me if I do this. And you have all these stories of the unknown that you create to try to figure out the best answer instead of going, what am I feeling? Yes, no. What's the feeling in this opportunity that I brought to me? And I'm going to make my decisions in now because later doesn't exist. And how much will that hesitation, that old belief system, begin to fall away as you are now in command and on demand of your life? Yes, yes, yes. Feeling joy, feeling happiness, even when you're doing the things that you don't want to do. But you got to move that and say it's okay to do that if I need to get it done. When you're struggling with those parts of your life that you're not in balance with, you've got to make it okay just for it to be what it is. It is as history. In creations in the moment of now. So even when you talk about it is what it is, it's already happened. Because you can't create is if it hasn't happened. You don't know it. It's that blank slate of energy. And as you go deeper, you're going to know that you read energy because you can look back at your day and see what happened. That's simply reading energy of your own. Or you can see what happened in other people's life and what they feel and how that happened and where it happened. So you know what? You've always been readers of energy. You've just never tapped into it to use it in your daily life. No one's ever sat down and said you're the most powerful human being in your reality because they feared you may control them. You may be better than them. You may outdo them. Where did they learn that? From fear. No one here that's here to do outdo someone else. You can't do it. You can't have more money than someone else because in the reality, that's all they know. In your outside perspective is your judgment that you have more than them, not theirs. When you stay in your lane and you stay in your power and you create you with others, you will see the most amazing life that you came here designed to live. A lot of you are living your blueprints in the safety. Open up your blueprint. Open up to you. What is in my reality right now? And do I need to get this rid of this in my reality? Of course. Yes. Go. Bye. If you question it, it's a yes. Otherwise, it wouldn't came to you. Why would something that you're so in peace with come up and go, is this still peaceful? It wouldn't. But you're taught, go through your home and make sure you still like everything. Get rid of what you don't like. Or hold everything just in case. Do you see all these stories you've heard and grown and seen? And then you're like, well, I don't want to be like that, but I like this. I don't like that. And you're like, I don't even know how to live. I'm just going to get up and move to work. And I'm going to be remote. And I'm going to live because this is safe and this is comfortable. And then when you cross that, you're going to go, wow, I missed it. I missed the miracle in every moment. Me. You're the M of the miracle world. Let's do this. Let's miraculously see the moment of now through your perception, through your experience, how you choose. Someone can't make you feel. You choose to feel what you feel from their energy. And when you know you, they can't make you angry. They cannot make you feel shame, guilt, all those things. You agreed to it. You stepped into it. Whether you knew better or not, you aligned to it, and now you're like, wow, that's not me. And you start backpedaling instead of just saying, release the shame in me. Release any belief that I should be shameful, guilty, or feel fear of living in my moment, my best and powerful life in this time. You did not come in here with guilt. You were not born in fear. You have two innate fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. And do you see why people use those failing, falling words, those spelling words around those two fears? So they know they're your innate fears, and they know that these words connect to that and can skew it. And you have to be powerful enough to know to buy into your own belief of you is between you and Source. And in your spirit. Because the soul holds no fear. The soul holds no anger. When you feel those, when you feel anything out of love, you have separated yourself from the soul of you. You have created a wedge. You've created a divide in the mind. It's not a real divide, it's not a true divide, because we're all connected, everything's always connected. There's not a time and space that has a hole in it where you're going to drop into a... When you take this to your new level, reach out, connect with me, let me help you find you, your unique moment in every day. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.